This is Topher.
Hi, Topher. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Topher, this is Jesse with Local Splash. Just following up with you. You know, you had asked me to give you a call back in a few weeks about doing the Google Guaranteed program.
I believe so. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I think I signed up for it.
Oh,
putting your business license and then putting in my insurance and stuff like that.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I literally just did that last night, I believe, because I was trying to get the full verification process on my Google. I was paying like $84 per week, I believe. It's just waiting to get verified.
Oh, and you're doing it with a company?
No, I believe I just did it on the business thing. Like, it did it under Google. The
Google
Guaranteed.
Oh, okay. You just did it through Google?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I mean, well, yeah, you can absolutely go ahead and do that on your own through Google. Sure, absolutely. But, you know, it's really going to be helpful in the management of the leads and the increasing of your ranking, especially since we're getting into the, you know, the summer, spring season here. To have your ranking on the Google Guaranteed program ranked higher. You know, because, I mean, it's really going to open up in that area. I mean, I already know, actually, from last year, there was, like, so many tree companies in your area on Google Guaranteed. It was pretty crazy, actually. there must be a lot of trees out there because it was pretty wild.
You
like,
know, it's, like, one of the bigger cities in the area, so there's a lot of tree services, and then a lot of them have been popping up now. Ever since, like, COVID happened, there's a lot more businesses that are popping up every single year now.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, and that's the thing, too, you know, is with that, not only increasing that, since you have so much competition, you know, it's the management of the leads can be kind of tricky on your own, and it's kind of like, what's your time worth? I mean, you're going into your busy season, and, like, do you really want to spend your time, like, disputing leads? You know, so basically with us, if you ever get an unqualified lead, it just does it automatically. So you don't have to worry about fighting back for a credit or anything like that. And there's only specific, qualifications for, you know, an actual qualified lead where, you know, if you just decide to do that on your own, it does take up to 60 days to see a credit, and you'll have to go through each one of your phone calls to see if it's an actual qualified lead or not. And then you'll have to report that to Google. And then from there, you'll have to wait for an email response because you can never actually talk to anybody there. So it can just be, like, super time consuming, you know, to actually manage your leads.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, like, my sales guy does all my managing of my leads. Like, I don't even do that. I pay a sales guy to handle all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
We're going super fast. Like, I know just yesterday I had like 7 phone calls for estimates, so that's what I'm doing, running around today. Plus, I've done a lot of advertising. Like, I know I'm on some magnets that I go out to some clients in Clearwater's I paid for, as well as we're on Ollie's and Redneck Menu, and then I paid for voice search updates or whatnot, and then did kind of a website makeover, and then now I just put out like 30 yard signs all over St. Cloud. And then now I also did the whole Google Guarantee with my tree service registry as well, too.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I just figured I'd follow up because you asked me to call you around this time, so... but I mean, you know, if you don't see any value in us kind of managing it for you, then, I don't know, unless you wanted to do some like Facebook ads or have us do any Google ads or a local SEO campaign. I had just mentioned the Google Guaranteed program too, cause it is really my favorite thing on there. And, you know, and I love what we do.
Well, I definitely see the benefit of it for sure. I see the benefit for sure. Knowing people can get their money back if something didn't go well or whatnot.
Yeah.
I definitely see the value in that. I guess I don't understand what difference it is between managing my leads, which I pay a sales guy for already, and then if I already have the, like, all I'm doing is waiting for the verification process to be done, which I literally did this just last night at, like, 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess if I'm already on the Google Guaranteed and I'm already going to be having the badge, like, the main thing you can offer me is basically managing those leads.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, like I said, at this point, I would say that we would probably be able to do something else for you. You know, if you wanted to do any other type of marketing, you know, I would say, you know, we do have Google Ads that we can help you out with. We can also do a local SEO campaign, which I think that I had mentioned to you last time, the Google Guaranteed program, also because I think you were already working with someone, right?
Well, I have people who run my website that deal with all my SEO stuff.
Okay, okay. So they... No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I just said I'm pretty well on top of it, but, I mean, like, all I know is that I pay people to... They built my website, they manage it, and they manage the local SEO. I know right now we're ranked, I believe, second or third in St. Cloud for tree services.
Yeah.
You know, as one of the top ones. Right now for Facebook ads, I make all my own, and I got select ones we'll use throughout the year, well as my social media. I do all of our social media, you know, posts and videos and stuff before and afters. What's the Google ad? Because that's something I'm not 100% certain on if I have someone for it. I know this, so this year, like last year, I'll explain this real quick. Last year was our year where I built up, got a bunch of used equipment, spent the whole winter fixing all the maintenance on them and stuff and getting them ready to go for this year. I know last year we started with a little truck and trailer. Now we progress to a half ton, a three quarter ton that carries all the equipment. We got a skid loader with a grapple. We also have a 1 ton chip truck with a chipper. So like this year I'm really trying to take off and get as many clients as possible. Last year we did a gross annual revenue of 136, and that was with just me and one other person with a trailer. And I know this year's goal, my annual gross revenue, I'd like to do like 250.
Uh-huh.
So I guess how could you help me get to that point?
Yeah, well, I would kind of be surprised if you're not doing Google Ads right now. But it would just be it would just be the sponsored section. So it would be the spot below the Google Guaranteed. So the way that it's set up on Google is when you do a search, you know, for a tree service, you're going to have Google Guaranteed, and then below that it's going to say sponsored, and then it'll have a business name, and then below that would be the map section of Google, and then below that is going to be the organic listing.
Okay.
So sounds like you're kind of doing everything, but I guess maybe Google Ads. I don't know. Do you don't pay for any type of pay per click campaign?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, if you're not doing that currently, I mean, we do have that as an option. You know, Google Ads. what they do again, you know, they'll place you right there above that map section of Google. And I mean, if you're already doing Google Guaranteed and local SEO coming up number two, I mean, really anything else you do on Google is just going to complement that. So, I mean, when somebody searches you, they're going to see pretty much nothing but you. So they're really not going to have any choice but to call you, you know?
Have you gone on Google and just, like, searched Topher's tree trimming and seen what you thought of my presence online?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I saw your website. I mean, I see you on MapQuest, Yelp, Facebook, you know, BBB. You have 60 reviews. I mean, yeah, you have a pretty great online presence. I mean, definitely there's, you know, a lot here. I mean, you're one of the companies that we like to work with, so, I mean, you know, I'm a little bit jealous, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of it has been basically doing it on my own, because we've only really been in full, like, last year was my full season, because when I started the business, I was doing contract climbing, so other companies in the area would give me a call to come take care of jobs for them, and then, you know, I would climb, get the 3 days of ground, and they would clean up. And then last year was our actually, what I consider our first full season, and we've grown to the point of what we're at now. And, like, this year, you know, we took on a salesman. We're taking on, we got two ground guys. And I guess, like, I'd like to, you know, kind of, there's been a lot of the same tree services, you know, the names here that have stuck around for a really long time. And I'm assuming eventually that at some point those people will either sell out, someone else will take over the business and they'll sell it out. But, you know, like, someone's eventually, I would like to step into St. Cloud being, you know, like, one of our number one areas and people call Topher's. It's more of like a household name, because that's where I plan to generate the, I don't want to just be one of those one companies that pops up and then disappears and they start a new one and then, you know, like that. Like, I want this to last for 15, 20 years longer if I can.
Yeah. I mean, well, you're definitely making all the right decisions to do that. You know, and I mean, ultimately, that's ultimately what I would say. I mean, you know, you are, have done everything, mostly everything, I guess, except for the Google Ads that we would do for you. And I just have to say, I think it's just so incredible to see, from what you've said, the growth that you've had, from doing Google marketing. I mean, it's like literally the reason why I work here, you know, is mm-hmm. I love to see businesses grow on Google, and I just believe in the power of it, you know, I mean, and you figured out how to make that work for you. And I think that's pretty cool. I just, I mean, I really do like to hear that, you know, so, yeah, I mean, anything
well,
Google.
If you have something, I mean, the Google Ads, so what is it, what does it cost per click?
Well, so we ask for the Google Ads, it has to be a minimum of 300. For the first month, we do add $100 to that on us, so that you can give it a shot. But you have to at least do 300 in ad spend. I mean, I would suggest maybe even starting more with, like, something closer to, like, 500. If you could afford it, you know, but at the very minimum, you'd have to at least do 300.
Okay. So what does, essentially what does that 300 get me?
So that would get you, an entire month of ad spend. So what we do with the ads, that's really great. I mean, it's actually where our partnership lies with Google, is with ad spend. With that, we're able to manage your ads so that you actually get something out of them, right? So with the Google Ads, you know, again, it's something that you could do on your own, but that's one of those things where if you put an ad out, you're actually just kind of saying good luck, and I rarely see people do them on their own that have any success. It's not like Google Guaranteed. Like, with Google Guaranteed, you're going to get success from that because it's, you know, paper lead. It's just in the management of the leads, it's time consuming. But with Google Ads, we are able to market those ads towards your peak business hours of the day with both computer and mobile devices. So we actually have the analytics of when people are most searching for your services to actually put that ad out there. And then once those certain amount of clicks are had in that day, then the ad would shut off and we would put it out again to actually be at your peak business hours of the day to actually get more of a return from that ad. And then, of course, if you add more ad spend to that, it would just increase the time and visibility of your ad being placed on Google. So, we're able to actually capitalize on whatever you put into your ad spend.
Okay, so then on the ad, are you guys creating the ad for me?
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
What do I all get with the ad creation?
So the ad creation on Google, like, if you go to Google right now and just search tree service, right?
Yep.
St. Cloud, then
I believe we pop up.
See, the ads that I see coming up are going to be, okay, so, no. Oh, you mean like, on our website what it looks like?
All I did was I searched Google tree services near me.
Oh, Platinum. Yeah, that's the Google guaranteed section.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. So
just trying to make sure I understand this correctly.
Yeah, it actually doesn't look like, as of right now, anybody is actually running any ads in your area at okay. the moment. So that's good for you. You know, you'll actually be able to capitalize on not having any competition right there at the moment. I mean, I know that will change, you know. It
yeah,
is
yeah.
March. But let's see. So let's see if I can find somewhere kind of near you that has some ads.
Like, right now I use I got an AI video generator, an AI text to what is it? Like a ChatGPT as well as an AI image creator. And that's what I use for basically all of my marketing services.
Okay.
And I guess I'm really curious as to what your ad would look like for me and, you know, what that would all entail.
Sure. Okay. So, I texted you, or I'm going to text you over what an ad basically would look like.
Okay.
So, but it would just be for Google. So just kind of how it would appear. Now there is one person running an ad in your area right now. It's called, Midwest Tree Experts.
Are you? I know them.
Okay. So they're the ones
yeah.
that.
Denise's around here.
Yeah. So if you, it would basically, you would, go to, Search Tree Service. I put in your zip code 56331. And then, when you press on the map section of Google, you'll see the Google Guaranteed Midwest Tree Experts, and then below that are the local listings. So
okay.
at least for that one zip-coded area, the only person in that one zip code is Midwest Tree Experts for the sponsor
section. Well, we don't
really, so,
that 56331 number was where the business first opened up at, but we actually have now moved to St. Cloud, Minnesota, which is 56303.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, with the Google ads, you can target wherever you want. So, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Like, something got stuck in my throat. So with the Google ads, it still does increase, you know, your area. So you get a 100-mile service area within the Google ads. So with Google Guaranteed, you can increase that, just so you know, on your own. You can increase that to the whole state if you want to be seen in the whole state. With Google Ads, you get about 100 miles, and then with the local map section, you can only really program for about, like, 20, 25 miles.
Okay. Okay, so.
So that's kind of what I mean about, like, you know, just complementing one another, like I was saying. So,
oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, essentially, the way that Google works, and it kind of sounds like you sort of understand that, but it's sort of like casting out a net, right? So, like, the wider
yep.
your net, just the more it costs, but then the more return you get. So the more increased
okay.
visibility, you know, and so on and so forth. So,
well, I know this year I took on a salesman, and I know basically if I can keep him busy with leads that I generate, the sky's really the limit. We haven't found anyone to do really the climbing other than myself right now, but I know we're in the works of within the next month or two buying a lift. And then, like, I mean, if I can keep it busy, we're trying to get 2 tree services going this year, but I just honestly don't want to bite off more than I can chew. But let me ask you this, on that initial first trial, that $200, is there a contract that goes into order, or is it cancel any time in case something I might not like?
Yeah, you can cancel any time. Yeah, there's no contracts with us. I mean, you know, it's Google Ads, so it's a little bit different. I mean, with, like, local SEO, we ask everybody to give that 2 months, you know, just so you can get the fullest return on your investment. But with the Google ads, we get those up and running in 7 to 14 days. And, you know, and then again, the first month we add that extra $100 so that you can really see how the Google ads will work for you. You know, and then I know once you start getting those jobs coming in from the Google ads, you won't go anywhere. So, you know, that's really what we, specialize in managing. So.
So 7 to 14 days, if we signed up today, it would be almost the beginning of April when it would take effect.
Yes, correct. Well, I mean, if we did it, like, in a week, so it would be a week to 2 weeks, so it would be the 20th to about the 27th.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So is that 7 to 14 days part of the 30 days?
Well, so it's month to month. So yes, so that would last you from the 13th to the following 13th. So the 13th of, March. I mean,
so
but really,
really
here, I mean, I'm sorry, April. I'm sorry, what was that?
So really, like, the Google ad would only be showing online for 2 weeks, roughly, if you said it takes 2 weeks to make it.
Well, yes, but I mean, here, we do under-promise and over-deliver our services, so, I mean, you know, I have to give you that timeline, right? But, I mean, it's going, like, that would absolutely happen quicker for you. Typically, I see the Google ads go up in a couple of days. The biggest thing is just communication. You know, we just want to make sure we have communication, and the only thing that would stall them going up and quicker would be if we're not able to get a hold of you.
Okay. Okay, let's see, so 200, that puts it roughly beginning.
Well,
so
again, so Topher, the minimum for the Google ads just, is a 300. So that would be the minimum ad spend.
I hear that. I know I am just looking at, right now, to me, it's just a service that's being sold to me. I need to look at it as, okay, if this doesn't work out, what's my total investment into it? That's the way I have to look at it because I don't know yet. So I'm looking at, okay, so essentially you guys are putting the first 100 in, and then I'd be putting in the next 200 for the first month. Correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I just want to make sure, you know, okay, so a $200, throw it out there to see what I get for it. I mean, I hear you on everything you say, you know, like I ain't going to leave or anything, but I'm like what type of person that I got to see it for myself first.
Yeah, yeah,
so
absolutely.
I just wanted to know in my mind roughly the first initial setup cost or the investment would be $200 for a month using your services to see what, you know, transpires essentially.
Correct, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. All right. So now, do you want to start with the 300 or do you want to add to that? I know you were just kind of making sense of it in your mind, but I just want to make sure.
Oh, I'd like to just start with the 300.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. All right.
We're getting started
now,
in our season, so I just literally, we spent a lot of money on marketing and advertising already, and if this benefits me, I hope to see it within the first, you know, 30 days, because we are a pretty well-known name around here already, so.
Okay, okay, perfect. Okay. Now, let me go ahead and start setting up the account here. Now, I'm just going to get some basics about the company. Anything I mention here is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional, first off, what is your last name?
Stoff.
You said Stoff? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Stock, like Stock Car, S-T-O-C-K.
Oh, Stock, okay. And then this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Yep, this is the business line.
Okay, all right, perfect. And what is going to be the best email address for you, Topher?
It is topherstrees@gmail.com.
Okay. Kind of sounds like you just had a thought. or did you have another email or something?
What'd you say?
Like, you don't have another email, do you? This is your only one, right?
Oh, I have a couple, but those are personal.
Oh, okay, okay. And then the best address for you, Topher, is going to be the 2854CR37?
That would be the opening address, but it actually would be the best address would be 32117 62nd Avenue,
okay.
St. Cloud, Minnesota.
I actually used to live in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. I loved it there.
Oh, really?
It's a great place. Yeah.
I don't know how you did it.
I mean, you know, I was young. Actually, I was shipped off to Wisconsin when I was a teenager. You know, I was like kind of out of control, so they sent me off to some farm. Yeah, I was a troublemaker. So they sent me off to a farm in Wisconsin, and then I lived in Wisconsin and drove to school in Minneapolis, and I just got over it. So I ended up moving to Minneapolis and living with a friend. And, you know, I don't know. I thought it was cool. The only thing about being, like, a Californianer from, you know, in a new state, like, especially in the Midwest, is everybody that lives in the Midwest has, like, lived there their whole lives. They all know each other, you know, and they don't really like new people, you know.
Yeah, there's something like that for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, you think, especially with, like, kids, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure as an adult it would probably be much different, but, you know, with kids it was just, you know, kids can be kind of mean,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, oh, yeah. Are you not originally from Minnesota?
No, I am, but I changed schools at one point. I was a troublemaker as well.
No. Oh. Kindred spirits,
yeah.
Then.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so now Topher, what are your hours of operation? Is it just going to be the ones that you have on your Google Business profile?
It should be 24/7 because we run an emergency service.
Okay. Well, just so you know, let's see. I want to make sure it says that on your Google Business profile here. I just had that pulled up. Hold on. Okay, so, but 24/7, all right. Yes, it does say that there. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then now you have a Facebook business profile. I'm sure you have licensing and insurance, right? And the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yep, all the above.
Okay. And then, all right. So I'm going to just set you up for an onboarding call. Now, the onboarding call is going to be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. It's just where they're going to start setting up the campaign for the Google Ads. Let me see what I have available real quick. Hold on. So they are booked the rest of the day. What are you more available tomorrow, like in the mornings and the afternoons?
Morning.
Okay. And the earliest I can do would be 9:00.
That works.
Okay, perfect. So I'll schedule it from 9 to 10. Topher, the whole call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Now, they are going to be calling you from an 877 number, so I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. Your account management team is always going to call you from that number. So do you want to write it down, or?
Oh, I know, like, I have the people who manage my website do 855. I'll know it's 877. 9:00, 877. I got it on my schedule.
Okay, perfect. Okay, wonderful. So I have everything that I need here, Topher. Now, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Master.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
5347.
Mm-hmm.
4094.
Mm-hmm.
3022. 2236.
Okay, and then the expiration?
03/27.
Okay. And then the security code.
So, one quick question before I give you that. Are you guys trading 200 or 300?
The 300.
Where does the 100 come in play then?
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. I should have made that a little clearer. So, the 300 is the minimum that you spend, and then we add an extra 100 to that. So, it would be 400 is what you get out of the first month.
Okay. I should have been more clear about that.
There
was a miscommunication there because I thought it was going to be 200, but
that's why I was confused. I thought that you mean I was like super confused by the way you were wording it, and then I thought maybe I understood what you were saying, but that was my bad. I'm so sorry about that. I should have probably caught on to that thought. Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that still okay in moving forward?
Yeah, that's okay moving forward.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
It seems a little weird that it takes 7 to 14 days to put it up. I don't know. It's just because then it's only really 2 weeks, but we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, ultimately, Topher, just, make sure you're there for the client interview, like one of those things, just make sure you answer your phone. I mean, really, like we say with Facebook ads and Google ads, we say with both of those that it takes 7 to 14 days just to set realistic expectations. But more often than not, I see them go up within a couple of days.
I've heard it all before, but I'm trusting you, so.
Well, I appreciate that. I just want 1% of your trust, and if I can earn the other 99%, that's, really all I want to do.
All right, so you ready for the security code then?
Yeah.
570.
Okay, perfect. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update and process the payment for the 300. I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So Topher, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Topher's Tree Trimming, LLC.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Christopher Phillips Stock, owner.
Okay. And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct? Okay, perfect. So now, Topher, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I mean, I'm sure you already have, heard it all, right? But, just what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you that you're not currently working with, you can just let them know that you're working with us already, okay?
Sure.
At this time, I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any question about who's calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response that you've given me today. So you just pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
First pet's name.
Okay, that one's my favorite. Which one was that?
Pook.
What was it?
Pook.
Spook?
Yeah, he was. That's funny. I mean, that was a long time ago, but he was an all-white dog, and he was pretty skittish, so we called him Spook, because he spooked easily.
Oh, okay. Do you know what kind of dog it was?
I believe it was a white lab or something white.
Like, I was only like 8 years old, but that was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. I like that. I
don't remember, but it sticks in my head. Spook.
Oh yeah, no, okay. Yeah, it sounds like a fitting name for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now, Topher, I got that. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged on today's date, March 13th, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $300. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it's going to automatically renew on the 13th of the month in the amount of $300. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we're all done there. I am almost good to go for your client interview here. Hold on one second. So I just need one last thing from you. Now, I know you've gotten a couple of text messages just now, but do you see one, Topher, that says, Topher, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So if you could do me a favor and open up that page, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
Here.
Okay, wonderful. So this is just everything that we discussed in writing. Now, of course, the only thing that you're doing today is the Google Ads. So that would be on there, the Google Ads. But you can take your time, look this over. If you have any questions, let me know. Once you're done looking that over, if you could go ahead and scroll to the bottom and check off those 2 boxes, and then in the orange box, type out your name, and when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Okay, one sec.
Sure. Take your time. No rush.
I always read everything that I sign.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, it's a very kind of small section. But there's other stuff there to read, you know, just like the stuff at the bottom. Is the advanced reporting, live client support, obviously that would apply to you as well. You know, and then the cancellations, all of that stuff would still apply to you as well, but it's just everything that we already discussed.
Yep. Just got to make sure there's no fine lines.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've heard some stories with Angie, you know, so I get it. Yeah.
I get it. I was paying $1,000 a month for 2 leads.
What? No way. What? You're kidding me.
Nope.
Oh my God, that is absolutely insane. Wow.
Yeah,
that is crazy. Did they mischarge you? I've never heard of that.
I had that base for the summer, and I wanted to, it was just part of that was when I started the business. It was just part of the contract that you can't just cancel it. And I was like, oh, okay, yep. That sucks, because I ended up having to pay it no matter what.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. That's a lot of money for a lead. That's just insane. Wow. I mean, you know, it's pretty unfortunate, what they do. You know, it's kind of crazy because, I mean, you probably have kind of figured it out at this point that all they do is list themselves on Google, and then they generate their work from Google and then send it to multiple contractors that do the same thing. So it's now you're just doing
a website.
right. You're just doing now what they were doing for you and getting that brand awareness and getting your name out there and, you know, actually building your own company and not building for somebody else, which I think is so funny because it's you go into business to do business for yourself. But when people are with Angie, they're really still doing business for someone else, you know?
Well, now most of the time they don't want to have to do all the – they don't want to have to do all the hard work because it's a whole lot of work.
I've
been doing it for 2 years, and I literally, the one thing that I got going for me is I don't have any kids and I don't have a significant other. So I can do as much as I want for as long as I want and not have to worry about upsetting anyone.
I get that. Yeah, I work a lot too, and I'm not married and don't have kids. I have nephews,
yeah.
but it's great to be able to take them and give them back.
Exactly. Yeah. I 100% agree with that. So I do see on here that you can do a seasonal hold, so I could potentially do that in the winter if I stay with your guys' services.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do a seasonal hold for, I think it is up to 3 months, or 2 months, 3 times a year. I think it says on there often you can. No, it doesn't. Okay, so it's for up to 2 months, 3 times a year, you can do that.
Okay, so it all looks good to me.
I just know I pay, like, I understood that Google reviews are where you, like, if you got good Google reviews, I mean, you're going to list and people are going to look at that. I know that that influences my choice on almost everything that I buy online. And, I have a review service that all I do is type in the person's number and they literally message them 3 times. And then once they get the review from them, then they ask for a recommendation for a lead as well. So, like, I understand that having all this stuff in place is definitely the changing of times. But I also understand that the old ways work as well, too. I had 2 leads off of just yard signs that the yard signs are already paid for itself.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you know, wherever you put your name out there, it's always going to, you know, wherever you put it out, it's always going to help. It's never really going to hurt, you know?
Except for,
I find, with places where they're just greedy, like Angie.
That was good. They actually had lawsuits against them pretty bad.
Yeah, with the FTC. I don't know if they still actually have that going on, but they did. And,
I think it ended April 31st.
Oh, really? Of last year?
Yeah, it's supposed to. No, it's supposed to end this year because so many people can, like, apply because they were caught for sending false leads. So people can apply to get – I think they offered a 50% or a $50, you know, chunk of money that they give you back for that. It's like, that's a joke. But it's part of the game.
Yeah, what's kind of funny about it is they still are doing it, though. Like, I swear to you, they are absolutely still sending people fake leads. Like, I talk to people literally every day who tell me that, you know? And, I mean, all these people can't be crazy, you know? I mean, it's just like, they have to be sending fake leads still.
Oh, I don't doubt it in the slightest. I mean, like, if you make $3 billion and you had to pay $2 billion back, I mean, I'd still do it. You're still making $1 billion.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. I just really like helping out, you know, small, medium-sized businesses, though, personally. I mean, but I am also not a giant corporation owner, so, you know, maybe it would be a little bit different if I was. Hopefully not, but.
you never know until that number is thrown in front of you on what you could be making. And I've already been in business long enough to find out that money changes people real fast. Because you probably usually see H&X tree trimming on there, right? I'm sure when you were looking at stuff.
Well, I really just saw the platinum one. There were a lot of them out there, but I didn't look. Why are they a pretty big company there?
Oh, that was the first company I started, and that's when I started it with my brother, and I'm assuming you could probably figure out how that all ended, so.
No, yeah. Does he still run it, or what?
Yeah, he still runs it, and the H&S actually stands for his last name, which is Hoppy, because we're here half-brothers, and then my last name, which is Stock. And then I was still trying to use pictures of me doing climbing and stuff like that for his clients, as well as, what else did he do? He was putzing around with my suggest and edit on Google and changing the location of my business to different states. That was weekly.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You learn a lot in business, because I used to be like, help everyone do all this and do all that, and it's like, well, sometimes you can't because it'll just take you for a ringer.
So do you still talk to him? Or do you guys, like,
no.
Not? Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad.
No, because,
I guess
things
that's
have
always
still been happening.
Really? Oh, no.
Yeah, it's something that'll probably go to some type of, you know, trial at some point. It's just not there yet.
Yeah. That's too bad. Unfortunately. Especially when it's family, you know?
Yeah, it's that's like, the thing. Like, I want to see him do good as well, too, but don't do good by putting me down or, you know, messing with me, that type of stuff. Because then you're in a whole different ballpark. Because, you know, eventually someday I will have kids and I want them to be able to have the time that, you know, so they're not just at daycare all the time or doing this all the time or at school and they never see their kids. I actually want them to have time. I want to have time for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's like the whole point of kind of opening up a business, right? Mm-hmm. You know, eventually you'll just have people working for you. You know, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. you'll get there. I mean, I know, I already know that. You have the drive to get there. You know, I talk to business owners all day long. And, you know, I swear to you, it's like, sometimes I'm like, man, I should open a business. Like, you know, like, what the heck? Like, you know, like, some business owners, they just don't have that drive, you know, like that is so vital for success.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just kind of though a disconnect between having a skill and implementing that skill in real life, you know, like, because having a skill is great, but that doesn't actually run a business. Right? Like, there's so much more that goes on the back end of that I think that, you know, a lot of people don't really understand. You can't just, like, be good at something and then, like, you know, have it be known, you know?
Yeah, like, the amount of time that I spend on my business, like, the guys sometimes, they think I'm making a whole bunch of money, but I was like, do you know that for basically, I would say, 16 hours out of the day I'm working? I'm doing something pertaining to work.
Yeah.
And then the other 8 hours I'm sleeping or trying to sleep, like, it ain't no joke. Like, it takes a lot, but if you can push through it, eventually it starts paying off. And now finally this year with the equipment that we have, like, this is the year where I would like to make some big moves and get new equipment. Cause I literally bought all used equipment with what we could afford at the time. And then with what we could afford at the time, I went through and I've done all my own maintenance on everything my entire life. I repaired everything, and now we got 3 matching white trucks, and like I said, a chipper, a skid loader, a dump trailer, and now I just need to keep these things working all year. Because if we can keep these things working all year, then we'll put up enough capital by the end of the year that we can move into a big truck and then write that expense off for the whole entire year, and just got to make it through the season.
Yeah, yeah, well, we're getting there. You know, it's like, hit the ground running. You'll be there. So I'm looking forward to how this is going to turn out. You know, I mean, I'm really excited for you. I just have a feeling that this is going to be an incredible year for you, Topher. So, I definitely want to congratulate you though and welcome you to our family. And then I do have your, client interview set up for tomorrow. So, and did you sign the paper, the term?
Yep, and then it brought me to the local splash thing.
Yeah, so that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. So you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. It'll be texted and emailed to you. So that's where you'll just be able to see everything on the back end of your account. I'll go ahead and actually text you over a YouTube video. It just kind of like a walkthrough on how the reporting dashboard works, so you can take a look at that. And then your invoice was also emailed to you, so you can use that for your tax purposes. So,
I've seen it. Yep.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm super excited. So, Topher, do you have any, you know, questions at all or anything I can clarify before your client interview tomorrow?
No, that should be it. Basically, I guess the only thing I ask is whenever that starts rolling out, that I'm informed of it or that I'm aware that it's starting to roll out.
Yeah, absolutely. I will go ahead and make a note of that, but definitely let them know that in your client interview.
Okay, I will do.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. All right, well, hey, I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye, Topher.
Bye-bye.